This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A backcountry skier is presumed dead after he and his companions triggered an avalanche in Summit County yesterday. Officials say the victim was one of three men who climbed Red Peak, a 13er, near Silverthorne. The rescue group says a shallow avalanche carried the unidentified man almost 2,000 feet. Rescuers did not send a team in to recover the body because of weather conditions. Contract tracing helps control outbreaks of infectious disease by quarantining the sick and finding everyone they've recently been around and quarantining them. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackett says Colorado counties are preparing for the next phase of their COVID-19 response.
Some local health departments have already done this to some degree and say that contact tracing is necessary to keep the new coronavirus contained. But many of the state's largest health departments say they don't have enough tests or staff for thorough contact tracing, at least not yet.
CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackett. Snow continues to fall along the Front Range and northern parts of the state today and could severely affect travel on the I-70 corridor in the mountains. Denver could see 3 more inches of snow today. Boulder is seeing record snowfall, with another 5 inches possible by tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service says more than 146 inches have fallen on the city since last fall. 26 degrees, it is snowing in the Denver area. 48 degrees, mostly cloudy for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.